Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Welcome back to the XL Energy Center, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. The Minnesota Vikings advance to the semifinals by downing New Life Academy 3-1. Let's go through the set scores here. Minnesota won the first set 25-13. New Life Academy took the second set 25-23. Minnesota took the third set 25-13. And the fourth set 25-14 on that fourth set. And I tell you what, we have on the Neon Needles post-game show, Emma Bottleberg, the junior. Emma joins us. Congratulations, Emma.
Thank you.
Are you a little excited today?
Yeah, I was a tough game.
Yeah. All right. Well, I named you Neon Needles player of the game. You've had 15 kills. Is that kind of a high for you?
Yeah, I think that's the highest I've gotten this year.
So let's talk about that first set. You kind of fell behind right away, didn't
you?
Yeah,
we started off. We didn't start off very strong. We don't do that very often, which we should, but we got to start off stronger in every game now.
Okay, but then you dominated and took that first set 25-13. What happened in the second set?
I think we kind of stopped talking and we just weren't playing as a team. We were all on our own little islands and stuff, so that wasn't good. That didn't help us.
Your own little islands, what's that mean?
That means that we're not playing together and we're just like playing for ourselves.
Oh, okay.
So.
I never heard that term before. Good. So, yeah, then you came back, took 25-13, 25-14. Did you get the varsity time last year at state?
Yeah, I did. I played a little bit of outside and right side like I do this year. So it was good last year. It was fun.
What did Coach Haley Froon tell you girls right there in Ottawa?
She told us that we got to come out tomorrow. She says that there's always one bad game, she feels like, and this was hopefully our bad game and that we come out stronger tomorrow.
Just get it out of the way right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot of family here and stuff?
Yeah, I do.
What do you got?
I have my parents and a few of my siblings and then my aunt and a few of my aunts, actually. I got to play with one of them last year.
Oh, who's that?
Mackenzie Tolt.
Oh, Mackenzie's your aunt.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. You got to give her a shout out, right?
Yeah.
Talk about your setters. I mean, you got 15 kills. Who set you up nice today?
Ireland did really good today. Her sets were on and just helped a lot.
Okay. Notice you're chewing gum. You play with gum?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Is that a habit?
Yeah, every game, I guess, I play with gum.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Never noticed that before. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
All right. Well, you take on tomorrow. BBE defeated Badger Greenbush River 3-1. You guys played BBE before, haven't you? Or recently. Don't you usually go up there? You probably didn't this year, huh?
I don't think we went up this year, but, yeah, I don't know if we played them.
Okay. Well, yep. I'll do my homework tonight, and we'll see, okay?
Okay.
Well, as I said, you get a Neon Needles T-shirt for player of the game. And unfortunately, I left it back at home. So you'll have to wait with the T-shirt.
Okay.
Sorry about that, Emma.
No, that's okay.
I'll let you go here and just hang on here. And you got 15 kills on the night. And are you excited about playing in the semifinals tomorrow?
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. All right. There we go.
Thanks a lot, Emma.
Yep. Thanks a lot. Congratulations. It's Emma Bottleberg, our Neon Needles Subway player of the game. And she wants to get to her family and friends there. And a big win for Minnesota tonight. And so we'll be on the air tomorrow. I'm going to shut this off here a little bit. We'll be on the air tomorrow a little before 1 o'clock with the semifinals here. Against BBE. And then tomorrow, after the volleyball match, I'm going to jump in my car, drive up 94 all the way to Alexandria, and broadcast the Minnesota Viking football game at Alexandria High School. I kick off at 7 o'clock. Hopefully it's not too cold out. And I brought my parka and all my winter gear with me. Minnesota Vikings will play the Breckenridge Cowboys at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. So we got a lot of volleyball left to be played here at the XL Energy Center. It's just a great atmosphere. I want to thank our fine state sponsors and appreciate them sponsoring state volleyball and state football. And also Universal Forest Products of Mineota, our premier sponsor. Appreciate those guys sponsoring state volleyball and football here on Q92. With that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios. Mike, once again, the Vikings victorious here at the XL Energy Center, 3-1 over New Life Academy. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. State volleyball coverage on Q92 with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo, brought to you by Mineota Building Center, Ag Plus Cooperative, Pete's Electric Motor, Lee Motor Company, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, KB's Bar and Grill, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Mattress Barn and Marshall, Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Volleyball brought to you by City Hall Bar and Grill, Fit 24, Fixin' Chiropractic, by B&B Electrical Contractors, Jeremiah's and Photo, Grandview Farms, Hen and Swine, Gistelson's Hardware, and Jim's Market in Canby. Thanks for joining us for state volleyball coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 20. Northwesterly winds, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 25. Lows level off around 15 tomorrow night. Overcast skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times and dry. Saturday, clouds on the increase by Sunday. Mid-20s, Saturday, upper 20s by Sunday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 20 tonight. We should top off around 25 tomorrow. Lows level off around 15 tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Q92 Country. Right now, 27.
The time is 7:45. Great music for Haydenville, Providence, Cerro Gordo, and Black Apparel Village on KLQP-FM 92.1.
Every now and then, I get a little lost.